American billionaire buys London Bridge, causes riots. This is UnNews. This is Unknown File reporting. London Bridge has always been a famous landmark for London, serving the area as a major tourist attraction. However, all this will change soon. Gil Bates, CEO of Triprosoft, announced that he has purchased the London Bridge. After many weeks of negotiation, he managed to purchase the bridge for $1 billion. The bridge's architecture will be incorporated into the newest version of Windows, set to release sometime in the future. Microsoft's engineers are hard at work turning the steel and concrete into code that will run on 64-bit dual-core platforms. Scientists are still discussing if merging landmarks into software is possible. Said Bates, "I'm glad to have bought the bridge. I look forward to renaming it Windows London Bridge." He said this at a press conference on Monday. Many people in the city of London are upset over this and have staged riots in front of the Parliament buildings. Many of these people are Englishmen, drunken Scots who got lost on the way to a football game, and, of course, Linux and macOS fanboys. One protester, generic guy, stated his reasons for protesting. "I'm upset that our city, hell, even our country, has allowed this bugger to take our beloved landmark and turn it into the next edition of Windows," he stated. The police managed to quell riots involving pitchforks, shovels, and, in some extreme cases, chainsaws. Said Bates in a small bomb shelter outside of London, "I don't see what's so wrong about buying a famous landmark. I mean, what's the problem with merging a bridge into an operating system?"